With your permission.
This week's parasha, Parashat Vayigash. The Torah tells us the story about Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. So the Zohar says, the Torah is not a history book, it's not a story. Who really cares about it? It details the emotional meeting between Yosef and his brothers. What does it make to us? How they met, where they met, what they say. It's really history. It really has nothing, no information. As the Torah tells us, when Yosef could not hold himself back, he decided to reveal himself, to say, it's Yosef. So first the Gemara says, he said, I think you're looking for your brother Yosef. I think he's here someplace. He started calling Yosef, 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 Yosef. And then he said, I'm Yosef. The Torah says the brother got very scared. According to one opinion, the Gemara, even the old died from a heart attack. And the angel had to revive them. He said, listen, I'm Yosef, the one you sold me to Egypt. But don't be upset. Don't be sad. I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me over here. Kele michiyah shlachani Hashem. Hashem sent you over here ahead of time to support you. What do you mean, don't be sad? I mean, don't be sad? What do you mean, don't be sad? How can we don't be sad? They tried to kill him, they threw him into the pit, threw stones on him, told the dogs to go bite him, sold him, was 12 years in jail. He says, don't be sad. What do you mean, don't be sad? Of course, you have to be sad. They never asked him for forgiveness. So he tells them, listen, you should know, you see me. You see, he said three statements about himself. Statement number one, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me, he said, Av leParo. I'm like a friend, a father to Paro. Paro discussed everything with me. Paro gave me authority. Adon lechol beto. Paro made me master of the government. Adon lechol beto. And then he said, Umoshel bechol eretz Mitzrayim. Power made me a ruler on the whole land of Egypt. When he tells him, you know, it's 2 years of famine passed. And then the other five more to go. And it's going to be no plowing, no harvesting. En charish ven katsia. So, what it means is, I don't know, he wants to show off. I don't know what it means exactly. He wants to show that he's a Mekubal. He knows that the famine is going to continue another 5 years. He tells them also no plowing, no harvesting. But what doesn't make harvesting, plowing? Not important. You want to show off. You want to say that it's not 5 years of famine. Therefore, they should come dwell over here. They should come to Egypt. Then he said, you go to my father and tell your father. Said the words like this, he said, Saman Yelokim Ladon Lechol Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me master of Egypt. Other two things that he told the brothers, he omitted. He told the brothers that he's so-called a father to Paro. He said, don't tell it to my father. He didn't tell the brothers to tell it to Paro. He said to the brothers, Adon Lechol Beto, master of the government. Doesn't tell his father. He told the brother that he is Moshel Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. He rules the whole land of Egypt. To his father he said, Master of Egypt. Not Master of the land of Egypt. He go quickly to my father. Tells him, go. Tell him, come immediately down here. He says, if you stay over there, you can lose everything you have. Come down here, I'll take care of you, I'll support you. It's a little bit embarrassing. with all due respect, you don't tell your father, listen, you're going to lose all your money. That's still your father. You don't teach your father how to live his life. Especially with all due respect, you don't teach Yaakov Avinu what to do. It's Yaakov Avinu. He says, no, not only that. He says, come over and be next to me. And I will give you food. He says, listen, it's not nice, it's not respectable. You don't tell your father, I'll give you food. Tell your father, why don't you stay over here in Israel by yourself, it's a famine. Come down to Egypt, stay next to me, we'll spend time together, we play ball, hockey, you know, we go Boca Raton. You don't tell him, come down here, you're going to lose all your money, you're not going to have what of it. Don't worry. Penti Varesh, Atta B'chol HaShalach, you're going to file chapter 7. You're not going to have nothing. Nothing to eat. Nothing. Come down here. I'll take care of you. It's not a story. Who cares what he told him? Why he told him? And why he told him that way? It's a disgusting way to try to support your father. And then Yosef tells him, go quickly to our father. He says, tell them, pack up everything, come. And Torah teaches you, it tells you, you know, he packed up things, 10 donkeys, 10 female donkeys. They go to Eretz Israel. So the Gemara tells us the brothers, Asher tells his maybe adopted daughter, Sarah maybe was adopted daughter, tells her, listen, you go tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive. The Gemara says it's a very sensitive thing to go tell somebody news. But Chas Shalom, we can have a heart attack. So Sarah Bat Asher, the Gemara says she took the violin, she played, she made a song, Od Yosef Chai, she comes inside the house, she sings the song, and Yaakov is ready. He says, oh, what kind of song? Never heard it. Who is this? Shveki. What kind of song is this? Od Yosef Chai, Od Yosef Chai, Od Yosef Chai. Then the brothers come inside. 11 brothers come inside, they come to Yaakov, says, Od Yosef Chai. Yosef is alive. Says the Torah, Bayafog Libo. Says Ramban, says Rishonim, Yaakov had a heart attack. Yaakov had a heart attack. So, simple explanation is, he had a heart attack because, you know, such news, you know, an old man, 130 years old, they tell him his son, his beloved one, is alive. Torah says, Kilohe min lahem. He doesn't believe them. If you don't believe them, you don't get the heart attack. The opposite. Torah should have said, he believed. But not to say anything. He said, the brothers came home, and Torah says, they told him, that Yosef is in Egypt, he rules Egypt. Yaakov is having a heart attack. So somebody died. Actually, he died. And they had to revive him. Called Hatzalah. Revived him. Baruch Hashem is sitting on the chair. So what happened to you? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So you have a heart attack. Says the Torah, but still doesn't believe. And the brothers started to tell him, says the Torah, all the details. And Nietzsche, but Yosef is this. Then says the Torah, says, Vayaret ha'agalut asher shalach Yosef. He sees the chariots, carriages that Yosef sent. Says the Gemara, what do you mean to see it? He says, no, it means something else. It means like this. The special halacha in the Torah. If you found a dead man on the street, on the highway, you don't know who killed this guy. You're looking for the murderer. The Torah, the nearest town, nearest city, the dean of that city, the old people should go and get a female calf. It's called a glarupa. They take her to a river, chop her head off. He's going to kapara for the city. It's called Egla Arufa. This is a female calf being executed from the back of her head. Says the Gemara, or in Parashat Vayeshev, as Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to see where the brothers are. So while he was walking outside the house, and Yaakov accompanied him, Yaakov told him, listen, I went to Yeshiva, Shem Va'ever. And one day, Am Yisrael will get the Torah. There's a special halacha if somebody found a dead person, or a dead person was found on the highway, and they don't know who killed him, So the city go, the nearest city have to bring so-called Egla Arufa, and the old people have to come over there, but in Agadol have to send Chachamim to measure, the Kohanim have to be there. Says the Gemara, this is so-called the last this conversation Yosef had with Yaakov. When the brothers departed from Yosef, and they went back to Eretz Israel, after Yaakov Avinu so-called died, and they revived him, and he doesn't believe, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't believe. They told him, listen, Yosef told us to tell you something else. He says, what is this? He says, remember 22 years ago? 22 years ago was the last time you saw Yosef. You accompanied him. And while you accompanied him, you talked to him, you told him in certain halacha, it's called a Egla Arufa. Then the Torah says, Yaakov revived himself. But he, now he believes. 11 brothers stand in front of him, and they say, Yosef is alive. He doesn't believe. He gets a heart attack. He doesn't believe. I tell him, listen, the last conversation you had with Yosef, so, this is more convincing that 11 brothers and 11 children, 11 brothers stand in front of you and say, Yosef is alive, and they tell you, listen, he rules Egypt. I don't believe it. What do you mean, don't believe it? What do you mean? Look in the Facebook. What do you mean, don't believe it? Look all over the newspaper, Al Haram, full. Picture of Yosef with his Zakar and Peot, sombrero of fanatic Jew, rules Egypt. No, I don't believe it. What do you mean, don't believe it? What do you mean, don't believe it? What do you mean, don't believe it? No, he told us to tell you the last conversation, so it's true. Okay, fine. That you believe now, Yosef is alive, he said, now we're going to pack up the bags, it's going to Egypt. So the Gemara comes with a statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Bavakuyam Bardala says, the Gemara, I want to tell you something. See, the Torah is not a story. The Torah tells you when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, so the brothers got very scared. It was speechless. Says the Gemara, what do you think when Mashiach will come? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will arrive. And the Gemara says, when Hashem will arrive, people will be able to point with the finger. So this is Hashem. Zeh Hashem kivinulo. What do you think, how you will be able to survive in the standing of Hashem? Well, compared, so-called, Yosef, when he revealed himself to his brothers, the brother was speechless. So what do you think, when Hashem comes, and he says, I'm Hashem, what can be with you? Excuse me, let me tell you something. They were speechless because they did very bad things to him. Of course. They sold Yosef, they threw stones on Yosef. They threw him into the pit. They told the dogs, go chase Yosef. So, of course, they were speechless. Of course. I didn't chase HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShalom. I didn't sell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't throw HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the pit. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will revive. I said, Ahalam Bishalam, welcome. Baruch Haba. He says, no. The Gemara said, don't think it's going to be like this. He says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu tochecha. God forbid what can happen in Moshiach will come. Well, not to do with Yosef. So the Gemara said, no, it's to do with Yosef. It's what is really behind it. So some information. Of course, the whole story with Yosef, Parashat Vayeshev, Yosef has dreams. Okay. The first dream, because he gets up in the morning, he tells his brother, I had a dream that we're in the field. And we harvest the field. And we make stalks of wheat. Mine is standing, and yours are on the floor. Okay. So the brothers right away interpreted it. They said, this guy has a complex. A purity complex, how do you call it? Impurity? No.
Inferiority
complex. I never finished high school.
Smart enough.
Here's a complex. He wants to rule us. Amaloch timloch halenu mashotum sholbanu. Hate him more. The second dream. He sees the sun and the moon and the stars bow down to him. Again, the whole thing, the whole episode. The first question is like this. Yosef and the brothers were shepherds. The Torah tells you in the beginning, you should know, none of them were a farmer. They never went to kibbutz. They were shepherds. So the Gemara said, listen, if you have a dream that you're something else, it's not that you thought about it during the day. How come you have mostly of a dream that you became a farmer and you harvest and there's a wheat? Why did you should have had a dream that he's on a horse? And then, if the brothers think that he wants to rule them, Yosef should have said, listen, I had a dream that I'm in a palace. And you come and you brush my shoes. You polish my shoes. That's a sign that he wants to rule them. And in the meantime, only farmers. But again, they interpret it. Okay. Second dream. So the sun and the moon and 11 stars bow down to me. Listen, it's impossible somebody has a dream like this. Why? Because you can't have the sun when it's daytime. How can you see the moon? But sometimes you can see the moon. But you can never see stars. Never can be stars. So what do you mean you had this kind of a dream? That's stupid. What do you mean stupid? Besides, you can't say the sun bowed down to somebody. The sun is a bull. Bowed down means that you flat on the floor. Shtachavaya pishut yadayim v'raglayim, the Gemara says. Anachnu krim shtachavim. Zeh malchei ha'malachim. To bow down means you flat on the floor. Yosef could have said, listen, I saw a ball falling from the sky. The crystal ball fell. But you can't say the ball is bowed down to me. Ball is round thing. Ball doesn't bow down. You can say something else. Something that stands up. It falls on the floor. That's good. Okay, so you say something bowed down. Nevertheless, Yaakov and the brothers said, oh, here we go again. The man wants to rule us. Last week, parasha we read, the brothers arrived to Egypt. So they were confiscated by the police, brought to Yosef. Torah says they're flat on the floor. 10 brothers on the floor in front of Yosef. Says Torah, Beskorot HaChalomot. Says the Torah that Yosef now remembers, remember? I had two dreams. Remember? The first dream, flat on the floor, flat the wheat. Second dream is the 11 stars. I mean, it's so far 10. So soon the Binyamin is going to come. He's going to bother me now. So, 22 years ago I had a dream. I was right. Look on the floor there. This is a goy. This is Nazi things like this. Nazi. By the way, the Gemara says, listen, don't underestimate this guy Yosef, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you should know, when Yosef was in his coffin, dead, in the desert, and his coffin was in the front of the camp. The Gemara said, the goyim used to ask the Jewish people, what is this in this coffin? He said, you see this guy inside the coffin, he's dead. His name is Job, Yosef. He said, you see the other box here, this is the Torah. He says, this guy, the dead over here, he kept what says it here. He kept. Ushamarat mitzvot. He kept the Torah. Says the Gemara. Which part do you think he kept? What the Jews answered the boys. Everybody says, well, he kept, you know, we didn't start with this married lady. Says the Gemara, no. He kept loti kom veloti to. Don't take revenge. Don't have anything in your heart. That's what he kept. This is a top of the line person that was thrown into a pit. This was hitting by his brothers. Stones, jailed 12 years, everything because of his brothers. The brothers come to Egypt, nothing in his heart. He's going to invite them to eat in his house, and he's going to support them. Instead, they put all of them in jail right away. So the Gemara, you see the habits, the behavior of Yosef is above nature. He has no revenge. He has no hatred. He loves them like nothing happened. Here comes the Torah and tells you, listen, when the brothers arrived and they're on the floor, Yosef said, ha, 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 you see I was right 22 years ago? Here they are on the floor. That's not Yosef. It's a goy. Before the Torah tells us this. Comes the Gemara with the third statement. Parashat Vayeshev Yosef served as a servant to Potiphar. Says the Gemara, Potiphar asked Yosef, hot espresso. Can we have hot espresso? Yosef said, why not? So Yosef said, in 30 seconds you have hot espresso. Where are you? A microwave. Yosef said, no microwave, don't worry about me. Yosef said something in his mouth, and hot espresso, he gave it to Potiphar. Potiphar said, okay, how about iced tea? Yosef said, this is 10 seconds. Says the Gemara, Yosef was mumbling something, and Potiphar is looking at him, mumbling. He says, the guy's a magician. Says the Gemara, no, wait. Bayara donav ki Hashem ito. Says the Gemara, says Torah, all of a sudden Potiphar looks, and he sees some kind of light come from Yosef's face. He says, this man is very, very holy. Says the Gemara, what's the real thing behind it, that he can do it? Says the Gemara, Shem Shamayim Shagur Befi. The whole time he says, Be'ezrat Hashem, Yimirtzei Hashem, Hashem Ya'azor, Hashem Ya'azor, Hashem Yiten Li, Hashem Yavi Li, Hashem Ya'azor. That's what he was mumbling. This is Yosef. Okay. Here comes the Torah and tells us, this is Parasha, you see what the Torah says. The Torah says, listen, the brothers came, Yosef said, don't worry about it. Okay, let's see why. So listen, what? Who am I? I am a father to Paro. I'm master of the government offices. I'm the ruler of Egypt. You know why I am this? Let me explain to you something. 22 years ago, you thought I'm a ruler on you. No. I'm a ruler on Egypt. What it means is, remember the dream, that your stalks were flat on the floor. You know what it means? Chapter 7. And mine stands up. You know what mine stands up means? It means that I'm going to give you food. It means I am your slave, not I'm your ruler. Yes, I'm ruler of Egypt. I'm not ruler on you. The opposite. Now you come, I'll serve you. You eat with me, I'll give you food. You just interpreted the dream the wrong way, the opposite way. Therefore, the dream was about weight. Therefore, the dream was not that I'm sitting in the palace and you brush my shoes. And therefore, the dream was about wheat. I was never a farmer. What do you think? You interpreted the whole thing wrong. He says, from 22 years ago, what he did to me, he says, the whole thing is because of my dreams. I know, because Torah says, when he got to the brothers from far away said, here's the dreamer. Let's kill him. You throw him into the pit. He says, this guy with the complex, he wants to rule us, he's going to be dead in the pit. He says, he never said it. You don't understand what he said. He said opposite. He said he's your slave. He is going to give you food. You meant chapter 7, you have no food. Here it is. And the brothers come to Egypt and they flat on the floor. So God says, Yosef remembers the dream. Not remembers the dream, he wants them down to him. No. He says, you see, the dream is they came to me to ask me for food. That was a dream. Says the Gemara, says the Zohar, you know, Yosef, Zan Mefanes. This is the power of Yosef. The midah of Yosef is gives out. Just the opposite of what the brothers thought. All of them interpreted the wrong way. So the brothers, he tells, listen, this is the first dream. The first dream about the week. About me supporting you. Here, come over here, I want to explain to you something. Now you see what the dream was. Me standing up and you flat on the floor. This means I'm standing up, where I'm standing up. I'm a father to Pharaoh. I messenger of the government offices and the ruler of the land of Egypt. Moshel b'chol eretz mitzvah. Second dream says the God of Vilna says as well, you should know. It says, the Torah talks about, for example, the Gemara says that Moshe was ready to split Yam Suf. Yam Suf does not want to be split. The Gemara says about Rav Pinchas ben Yair wants to split Nahar Ginai. He wants to split the river. So Zohar says, the Gemara says, what it means is he speaks to an angel that's responsible for that. When Yosef tells him, listen, I saw the sun and the moon, 11 stars bow down to me. Again, sun is a ball. It can bow down to you. And you can't even the same dream to see the sun shines, sun is shining, and you see stars. Impossible. If you have sun, you have no stars. Sometimes you can see a little moon, but doesn't say that Yosef saw a small moon. So a whole moon you saw in the sun. In the sun.
No.
He saw the angels as responsible for the sun and the moon and the stars bow down to him. Why? So listen, go tell my father those words. Samani Elohim. Yosef always involved Hashem in his statement. Shem Shamayim Shavur Befei. That's what the Torah tells you about Potiphar. The Potiphar asks him, hot coffee, cold coffee? And Gemara says, right away, he gives it. And then the Torah says, his master sees the Shekhinah on him. And he says, what do you see? He says, I see on top of him. Shekhinah says, why? Because all the time he speaks about Bezrat Hashem, Hashem Yazor, Bezrat Hashem, 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 Hashem. He tells the brothers those words. Go tell my father those words. Samani Elohim, God made me. Le Adon, Master, Le Chol Mitzrayim. It doesn't say land of Egypt, it says Egypt. What's Egypt? Says the Gaon, says the Zohar. Egypt and land of Egypt, two different things. Like we say every day in Tefillah. Bayar Yisrael Mitzrayim met Asfat Hayam. Who is Mitzrayim? Gemara says, Sar Shil Mitzrayim. The angel of Egypt. Vayisuvne Yisrael et Nehem, Vayiru Mitzrayim Nosei Achareim. The Torah tells us, Pashat B'Shalach, Am Yisrael, all of a sudden see Egypt running. So when you don't say Egypt, you say Egyptians. So Gemara says, no. Am Yisrael saw an angel from Shamayim that represent Egypt, diving down. So the Zohar, the Torah is very exact, precisely. The Torah says, Egypt is one thing. Land of Egypt is one thing. To Yaakov, he tells the brothers, Yosef tells the brothers, listen, go tell Yaakov. Samani Elohim. Make sure you say Hashem's name. Tell Yaakov those words. Adon, Lechol Mitzrayim. Master of Egypt. You know what Master of Egypt means? The Torah tells you, Yosef arrived in Mitzrayim, was like Manhattan. Yosef came and said, everybody, who wants to have pita? Robert Miller. Says the Rambam, the first thing, all the desires of the people to do sins drops instantly, immediately. Says the Rambam, Brit Milah makes the person think. Says Rabbi Akiva Iger, it's Brit Milah for your heart also. He says, then you start thinking straight. Yosef Gadar, says the Gemara, Yosef made a fence in Egypt. People should not do sins over there. He controls so-called this angel that rules Egypt, that he, before Yosef came, told the Egyptians, do whatever you want. Act whatever you want. Have good time. He says, Adon Lechol Mitzrayim. Master of Egypt. Who is Egypt? The angel. Right? To the brothers, Yosef tells this, and it's going to be another 5 years of famine. No harish, no katsir. No plowing, no harvesting. Because this was the first dream about harvesting. To his father, he said, listen, calm down. You're going to lose everything. In Israel, because this was the second dream, because you represent the sun. What it means is that I have the power to rule Egypt. I can leave Egypt. If I leave Egypt, go back. We're going to become again America with all the sins. I have to stay here. You better come here. If you stay over there, you can lose everything. This was the second dream. I won't tell you who I am. I'm not the ruler of the land of Egypt. I'm not the master of the government officers. I'm not the father of Paro. I am a master of Egypt, master of this angel. Fine. Says the Torah, the brothers come home. Read the text. Emul od Yosef Chai. Come, 11 brothers come home after Seher Bat Asher is playing the violin. Said, Yosef is alive. Yosef said, oh. Continue. Vechi hu Moshel. Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. He rules the whole land of Egypt. What? My son became president of China. This is Yosef HaTzadik? He's having a heart attack. This is what happened to my son. I don't believe it. I don't believe it happened to my son. This is Yosef HaTzadik? What happened to him? Who needs to be the prime minister in China? He also forgot to say, Yosef told you to say El Samani Elohim. Yosef told you to say those words. God made me. Hashem made me. Omitted this. Yosef told you to say he is a master of the angel of Egypt. They don't say that. They said he is a ruler of the land of Egypt. Died. Yaakov died and revived him. Lo Emin Laim says, I can't believe this. He says, so at least what can happen? The brother, after he walks up, the brother tells him, listen, Yosef is this. By the way, Yosef told us that the last conversation he had with you was a Torah conversation. He told us, he discussed with you the matter called Eglah Arufa. He says, what happened if somebody was found dead on the highway? He says, oh! Uh-huh. That is Yosef. Whatever you said before, I don't know. But if he gave you a message to give Midvar Torah, then Baruch Hashem. He's not the president of China. He's the master of Egypt, the master of this angel. That's why it says the Gemara, the Torah tells you the whole story that you know what happened. Next week, after Yaakov died, came back from the funeral, so Yosef did not invite him to eat with him. So they send Bila to talk to Yosef. He says, listen, please, your father said you should forgive us. Yosef comes over to him and says, listen, Atem chashavtem lera'a. You thought bad things about me. Elokim chashava letova. Hashem thought good things. This is what this simple explanation means. You thought bad things about me. You want to throw me into the pit. No. The dream that you interpreted wrong. This is the cause of the whole story in the Torah. Elokim chashava letova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the dream. It was something good for you. You think it was a bad dream. It was the best dream in the world. You just don't know how to interpret dreams. You just made a conclusion. And you made you up your mind that this is what it means, and that's what you want to kill me. See, that is definitely wrong. But this is not kapara. Let me ask forgiveness. This only tells them you should know how to run your life. Let's come to Gemara and says you should know. Be careful when Mashiach will come. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived. He said, I'm Hashem. He said, oh, Hashem, okay. Hashem asks you, he says, excuse me, why did you do that? Why did you use this? Why didn't you do this? He says, I thought so. He says, you interpreted your life in the wrong way. He says, that's the whole message of the parasha. It's not what happened to Yosef. It's not what happened to the brothers. It's not the emotional meeting. It's to tell us exactly what went wrong. I said, the Torah is going to tell you the whole thing is upside down. I said, what the brothers wanted to do to Yosef, it's just opposite what Yosef had in the dream. He wanted to support them. They think he wants to rule them. I said, they think that Yaakov is going to bow down to him. Oh, Yaakov is going to bow down to him. It means he is going to have power, so much power that he will support Yaakov. It's the angel that helps Yaakov to be alive. His mother, or Bilhah, the brothers, it says, so the Gemara says, every person has an angel upstairs. He says, well, sometimes the angel has no power. Sometimes a person was born in a certain mazal. Sometimes a person falls into a threat. Somebody has to take him out from there. You have a problem. He says, what happens? He says, nothing goes. You have to go get a bracha, you have to go get something, do certain things. He says, that's what Yosef said. That's our second dream. So my father's going to come to me. He's going to lose all his money in Israel. Please come over here, I'll support you. I want to support you. This was a dream. So I don't say I support you because I want to support you. I told you, 22 years ago, the dream, it means Hashem gave me the power to support you. It's not because I tell you, come, I'll support you. I said, that was a dream, that you bow down to me. No, don't bow down to me. It's the angel that's responsible for the sun, angel responsible for the moon and the 11 stars. They're underneath me. What do you mean they're underneath me? Not because I rule them. The opposite. Save Zanon Fanes. Says the Gemara, this was the power of Yosef. Just opposite of what people think. I said, for the little thing, says the Gemara, that he heard the brother said, Avdecha Avinu, our father is your slave. For this, the Gemara said he lost 10 years of his life, died 110 next week. I said, what do you think? He says, the person is so careful, has to be at such a high level, so he couldn't he should have stopped the brothers. And then the brother said, Avdecha Avinu, our father, you saved. She said, no, your father is not my slave. Even though he acted, he didn't want them to know. But when you read the information, he says, you have to know, the Zohar says, it's not what you read. That's what you're taught in kindergarten. Just opposite.
Since Rabbi Yochanan says in Shum Abba Kohen Batala, it says, Oilel Mimadin, Oilel Mimadin, it says, Mashiach will come, it says, be careful. It says, don't think that you have a free ride. You have to calculate your life and to make sure that the way you make decisions in your life is according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and not the way you interpreted your life. As Chachamim said, you should know this was the person that Yosef was the longest king ever, a Jewish king, 8 years, ruled, not even Israel, ruled a different country, did what he wanted. Until he died, he controlled Egypt. Says the Gemara, not one Jewish girl assimilated. Not one boy got married to Egyptians. This is all the power of Yosef. Gadarat Arava. But Yosef did it. No assimilation. No one spoke to a non-Jewish person. That was the power of him. The power is, I support you. He was standing. He gave food to everybody. He made sure the whole country is going to run according to Halacha. Hopefully we'll have it b'merav yechzer b'mashiach kamar v'minah. Thank you.